السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفاه. ما بعد، حياكم الذين brothers and sisters to this new session of the Arabic for beginners. We're today with we're still with جوازم الفعل المضارع. And we're talking about the جوازم that closes the jazm for two verbs in row. You said that these are in as in تذاكر تنجح. نعم. And من ما أي متى أين أن حيثما كيفما أن أيان as well. And the third is and also izma, but izma is only in the shair, as the author said, it's especially in the shair, in the poems. Other than the poems, it does not work as a factor that can make jazm for two verbs. No. And also from the jawazim that cause the jazm to two verbs, to mubara, is mahma. Mahma. Now, what is left is the jawazim that can make jazm for only one verb. And it is now. Six factors of six tools. Lam, as what Allah Ta'ala said, Lam yakun alladhina kafaru. So yakun is fa'il mudari' majzum bilam, and the jazm, and the sign for jazm here is sukun. Lam yakun. And also as what Allah Ta'ala said, لَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُ نعم. نعم. And لَمْ وَلَمَّ. We have لَمْ and لَمَّ. لما as what Allah Ta'ala said, لما يذوق عذاب. لما يذوق عذاب. So يذوق is فعل مضارع مجزوم because of لم, and the sign for جزم is حذف النون. It's حذف النون. Also we have ألم. We have ألم. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Sharh, ألم نشرح لك صدرك. ألم نشرح. We notice now here that نشرح is فعل مضارع مجزوم because of ألم, and the sign for جزم is سكون. Also ألم. ألم. نعم. ألم is it is يعني همز for تقرير to يعني it is used to make the listener admit, يعني it is like isn't it, didn't Allah, hasn't Allah, like that. And alamma is same as lamma, but with the hamza, which is also is extra. It is lamma, but we added a alamma. Alamma. As alamma uhsin ilayka. It is alam, but we added it is lamma, but added to it the hamza. Alamma uhsin ilayka. And also when you can when you are supplicating, when you are commanding, when you are the lamb in there, the lamb of command, as when you say as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. You see him يقل preceded with لي فليقل. That's why it is مجزوم, and this lamb is for command. And ليصمت, same thing. Yeah. And for dua, we said before, we have identified this thing. When the command comes from the higher to the lower, that is a command. When it is from the lower to the higher, that is a request. So we have lam for the command, as the Prophet ﷺ said, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُكْ. And also we have for we use it for request, as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Ayah 77, that the people of the fire would say to Malik, لِيَقْدِرْ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. It's not a command, it looks like a command, but it's a request. Please ask him to. And then we have the nahi. Nahi is to forbid something. As what Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقُولُوا رَاعِنَا. وَلَا تَقُولُوا, it's a nahi. Don't say رَاعِنَا. Now, and that can be used also in the dua, when it is from the lower to the higher, as when you say in the Surah Al-Baqarah, the English Surah Al-Baqarah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا. It looks like forbidding or command not to do something, but it is a request. How come we say it is a request? Because it is directed from the slaves to the Lord. That is a request. It cannot be a command. No. So these are the jawazim. InshaAllah Ta'ala, I'm sorry for today, we began late because of the net, and then, tomorrow, inshaAllah, we're going to do the exercise. Tomorrow, no. We'll make it Saturday, inshallah. Because tomorrow I'm going to be driving to Medina. So we're not going to be able to have the class tomorrow. But inshallah, Saturday, we're going to do the tamarin, the exercise, of the jawazim, to see how they work, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.